Daddy lifted the Lorax away. What was the Lorax? And why was it there? And why was it lifted and taken somewhere from the far end of town where the liquor gas grows?
The old one
still lives there. Ask him. He knows. You won't see the once or don't knock at his door. He stays in his store.
On top of his store.
He works in his workroom, cold under the roof, where he makes his own clothes out of Smith Buffer's roof. And on special dank midnights,
he
peeks out the shutters, and sometimes he speaks how the Lorax got lifted and taken away. It all started a long, long time back.
It all started way back, such a long, long time back. Way back in the days when the grass was still green. And the pond was still wet. And the clouds. Do you remember this part?
Mm-hmm. Green.
Yeah. And the song of the
Salami Swans. Wing out in space. One morning I came to this glorious place. And I first saw the truffle trees. I wanted
mile after mile.
Mile
in the fresh
morning breeze.
The touch of there.
What was that?
There's some gravel outside the car. The touch
a snowplow!
Yeah, that is a snowplow. Do you remember what's next in the story?
No.
The touch of their tusks was
much softer than silk, a fresh butterfly milk.
You know what? I think we also forgot about the brown barbaloos, didn't we?
Yeah.
All right. Ready for school now?